I know.
It's like, come on, we need to.
I heard the theme music.
Yeah, we need to do that. So, you know, that's something that our new software is well acquainted with. And so you're going to be back on air as soon as we get finished with prayer and share, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the crew is taking a good, deserved rest, but they're going to be back together on that.
And how is Ed Skiba doing? I know he sent us a text yesterday.
Oh, he did. That's right. He is now in rehab, and they're making him stronger every day. So hopefully, maybe in a week or so, he'll be able to go back home and resume his life.
That's excellent.
Yeah, considering he almost died. They lost him twice. This is about three.
That was real serious.
3 weeks ago, maybe, or a little bit more than that. But so then he was in the hospital for like a week and a half, and then went into rehab. But God is not finished with him yet.
Amen. We're glad for that.
Yeah, we are
very glad for that. Well, again, you can reach us. This is Prayer and Share, and I'm happy to give you an update on where we are. We started the morning with a matching fund that is going to run right up to lunchtime. It's right now 11 o'clock. We have about an hour left. It may get stretched slightly because we have a guest coming on air, but we may not need to stretch it. If you give us a call, we should be able to match this up. But let me tell you where we are. We're at $1,762. And so we've made a lot of progress this morning. We've had several donations. We have a caller online. We have other lines that are open and available. So please give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart to give during this time of fundraising. It's very important. We only come twice a year, David. It's not right. Like every month. We only send letters out a couple times a year. And, of course, many of our listeners we have never heard from. And so if you are one of our family that we just haven't quite got acquainted yet, why not give us a call today? Let us know that you're listening. Let us know where you're listening from, where your hometown is. And it would be wonderful if you were able to be a part of this ministry today by making a contribution. We are looking to raise our budget. It takes $225,000, David, to cover the listener share of support over a six-month period of time. And so for a radio station this size, we're a station with a very large broadcast area. We have a very small staff. We haven't raised our prices on programming and such forth in like 20 years. And so we're really endeavoring to keep that down. The budget has moved up some, though. Insurances and the light bills and, you know, mortgages, all those kinds of things, you know, it costs money. And we use a lot of power to get the word out. So thank you for prayerfully, maybe just pausing for a moment right now and joining me and just asking the Father, Father, guide and direct our family today in how they should give so that the needs of this ministry are fully met and that WCNO continues to have a strong voice for the glory of God. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Well, we have an angel donation coming in. And it is a monthly donation, and this is going to be a great blessing. It is a recurring monthly pledge, $50. That is $300. So that's going to move us along a lot closer, David. That's going to help a lot. So thank you so much for that donation, Angel. And that's an angel that's in Palm Beach County, down south, a southern angel. So we thank you very much for that contribution. And we are going to be making a call to get a hold of Chris at this time. The phone lines are going to be open, David, while we have Chris with us on air. Let's go ahead, get to the phones, let's make a call, and let's get this matching fund fully matched up before 12 o'clock today. That's going to be a great blessing for us to get that done. And we're just looking to see where we are. We are now at $1,462. $1,462 is what's remaining. David, explain what a matching fund is.
Well, let's say you have a gift. Someone gives a gift and they want it doubled. And so they'll say, I want to turn this gift into a matching funds challenge, which means that every gift that you call in or text in or whatever is matched by the giver until we reach the maximum point. Like this matching funds challenge we're in right now was $5,000. And so let's say $100 was called in, that becomes $200. It's really double the gift when you get down to it. And so that's and then we get a certain
period of time. It's an invitation.
Yeah.
Come and go with me. Help me.
Yeah,
help.
Exactly.
Let us get together. And the Word of God talks about the importance of prayer, having prayer partners where two or three will come into agreement and pray. And this is just a partnership where someone says, listen, I want to challenge some other givers this morning to come alongside of WCNO. And so that opening challenge from David and Cynthia right here in Palm City, Florida, is a $5,000 challenge. And we're right now at $1,462. What are you able to give? Give us a call, please, 772-221-1100. We're going to go to a song, and then we'll be back, hopefully, with Chris Fogle in just a couple moments.
I testify today of your goodness to me, Lord. I testify today you've been faithful to your word. For you've been so very good to me. I'm yours exclusively. That's why I testify today, I'm yours, Lord, I'm yours, I'm yours, Lord, I'm yours, for you've been so very good to me, I'm yours. Exclusively, that's why I testify today. I testify today of your goodness to me, Lord. I testify today you've been faithful to your word. Yes, you've been so very good to me. You made my life complete. That's why I testify today. I'm yours, Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours, Lord, I'm yours, I'm yours. All my heart, my soul, my mind, my life is yours. I'm yours, yes, Lord, I'm yours. Yes, I'm yours, all my heart, my soul, my mind, my life is yours, yours, only, only yours.
Thank you. sweet Mary, your heart overflows. Deep in the night, child, a babe is born. Sacred and holy, blameless and pure. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight your child is born. Mary, sweet Mary, so strong yet so frail, carried a baby sent to save the world. Wise men will seek him and find in him peace. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight your King is born. All of the angels dance as heaven sing. All of the earth stood so still and so peacefully. Precious child, blessed redemption is found in his eyes. All creatures, great and small, he came for all. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight you're saved. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight our Savior is born.
All right, and that sounded like it could be a Christmas song, but I think that song is appropriate anytime during the year. Well, Chris Fogle is now joining us. Chris, are you able to hear us well?
I can hear you very well.
Fantastic. Well, you are the executive director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and a lot of really great, significant events have been under their wing. We've had many great events across the Treasure Coast here, and we have another great event coming up, and we want to talk about that. And so, Chris, how are you doing, and what's getting ready to happen?
Well, we're excited again. I mean, the first Thursday of May in the United States is celebrated as the National Day of Prayer, and we have honored that. And each year at the Mid-Florida Civic Center in Port St. Lucie, we have generally filled to capacity the National Day of Prayer. We have great praise and worship music. We have intercessors that come and pray, and we engage the entire mass of people that are there to pray with us. And then, if that's not enough, if you're not fully filling the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit, we are then blessed to have Jonathan Cahn. And he's been so impressed with the outpouring that we have that he's asked us if he could come back this year. And I am proud to say that on May 1st, starting at 6 o'clock, we ask people to get there early. We are going to have a powerful evening of praise and worship music, of prayer, and of the opportunity to hear an individual that is, it's hard to describe Jonathan Cahn. He sees things like no one else has seen. He's able to interpret scripture, signs, and it's and explain it in such a way that it just mesmerizes the people that are there. And, you know, it's obvious through the books that he's written, the best-selling books, and, you know, starting with The Harbinger. You know, many people got amazed at how The Harbinger tied in the events of the World Trade Center bombing and from its biblical roots. So we're excited. That's going to be happening again on May 1st, which is a Thursday, and it will be at the Mid-Florida Civic Center in Port St. Lucie, and we're asking people to gather there around 6 o'clock that evening. And I believe tickets are available online, and Jonathan, I think you have that information?
I do for sure. I do for sure. And Chris, this is exciting because as we know, and I believe our listening family knows, that Israel continues to be a focal point in these days. And just as God is on the move here in our nation, certainly God is on the move in Israel, but there still is a lot to take place before we see the return of Christ for his church. There's a lot more that the Word of God talks about that's coming. And certainly God has gifted Jonathan Cahn to have discernment, wisdom, and just spiritual insight, Holy Spirit insight, into being able to unravel some of the mysteries of this day. And we just believe it's very important that here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, we give an opportunity for the body of Christ and for all who would like to come, that opportunity to stay abreast of what is taking place, not only in the land of Israel, but most importantly, in the kingdom of God in reference to the Jewish people, in reference to the prophetic word. So this is going to be a great evening. You can go to WCNO. You can go right to our radio station's webpage. That's WCNO.com, and look for the link on the homepage, and you'll see a link there to purchase tickets. We call it a donation for tickets, but in order to get tickets at this point, to get registered, go to the homepage. You can find a place there where you can secure tickets by donation for the Jonathan Cahn National Day of Prayer, and again, that's coming up May the 1st.
That's correct. And, you know, you made an important statement there, donation, because it is a donation, because we have got to cover the cost of the rental of the Civic Center, of the speaker system. There's a lot of cost involved, so that's why we call it a donation. This is not a we're not Ticketmaster. So, you
know, right, right.
But the donation's the donation. But again, you know, this is how the church is moving. When we have roughly 1,000, maybe 1,100 people that night, to be able to come there and pray publicly, that is a privilege all in of itself. Right now, for example, if you see what's going on in Turkey, they just suppressed the mayor of Istanbul, had him arrested. And so we see things that are going on in other places of the world where the practice of being able to pray publicly wouldn't even be considered. It would be considered suicide. But we have people that come from churches from the north to the south to gather, and it just is an awesome evening, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, Chris, you know, when we say donation, one thing that we should make clear is that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is made up of a group of leaders. You want to just touch on that a bit, and all of us are involved in different areas of ministry, but none of us are looking to, none of us will take $1 from this. We will be giving to make this event happen.
Now, this organization was formed, this is our ninth year, and when you talk to people from around the country, and we know because we have, that have spoken at our Christmas proclamation suppers, they've never seen anything like it. They haven't seen where you can draw business leaders and civic leaders with pastors at gatherings. And so we're made up of a board of pastors that are not from one denomination. It's not like it's a Lutheran, Catholic, or anything like that. These are a board of pastors from Martin and St. Lucie County that represent different churches that come together with one agenda, to bring the body of Christ together. We throw out the name on the door, and we put Jesus Christ front and center. And that's the key. So I think it's important. And I would just echo what happened yesterday. None of the people on our board come to the meetings driving in a Rolls Royce.
You heard that.
I heard that. I know that boy, Rhett. I know him. He comes at our ministry. We have what's called the King's Men's Luncheon, and Rhett has graced us with his presence on several of those meetings. I've known Rhett a long time.
Good brother.
And I was glad to hear Brett's testimony. And we all have a testimony. We all have a story, because Jesus Christ is a magnet. He's a magnet of love and mercy, and more importantly, grace.
Amen.
Is that unmerited favor that we get from Almighty God that we don't deserve, but by the grace of Jesus, he gives it to us. So I enjoyed listening to that yesterday.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Maybe Rhett's connecting in with us today. In fact, I was so blessed by the time we had. I tried to twist his arm a little, and maybe he'll link back up with us next week. If we still need to be here next week, we don't know. But, you know, Chris, the event center, the Mid-Florida Event Center, which is where this event will be with Jonathan Kahn in the National Day of Prayer, and we want to emphasize this is going to be an evening of prayer and proclamation and worship, and there will be powerful prayer being lifted up for our nation, for our region, by area leaders, and that is going to be a tremendous part of this. But we're meeting in the Mid-Florida Event Center. The parking is excellent. There's plenty of parking. We actually have the cost as an alliance of renting that whole facility that evening, and that does cost a great deal of money, but the desire is to make it available to as many people as possible. And so the $20 donation that's requested is an extremely modest amount, and I know that our family of listeners agree with that.
Well, it is, and you know, we talk about getting pastors from all different churches. I mean, there's going to be pastors, senior pastors, coming to pray with us tonight. People such as Bishop Alex Pappas from Oceans United in Vero, Pastor Todd Mazingo in Stewart, Apostle Trevor Banks, Eduardo Urena, Mark Carrera. We're going to have Sheriff Del Toro. I mean, they see the importance of us coming together that one evening, because quite frankly, that's the problem in this country. There's too much division, and division is the work of Satan. Uniting the body of Christ is the work of the Holy Spirit, and we're all about the Holy Spirit.
Well, it's going to be another exciting night, and I know people are going to want to get their tickets early and will want to get in there early because, as you said, 6 o'clock is when we will actually be looking to get the prayer time started. So for those of you who are listening, you may be down in Palm Beach County. I expect we'll have people driving in from the south end of Palm Beach County. We had people, I think, from Fort Lauderdale, maybe Miami, and then around Lake Okeechobee up into Indian River County. And so this is a regional event. It is the National Day of Prayer, which is a big deal. And it is purposefully in the evening so that the entire family can come out. Now, you may be involved in a lunch prayer event. You may have a morning prayer event during that day. And almost every year I'm involved in more than one because there's many different opportunities. But we plan this in the evening, and the Alliance has secured the Mid-Florida Event Center. So we have a great place for this event together, and it is going to be a powerful night.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of this has been through the effort of WCNL. You know, our contact with Rabbi Kahn has been through the grace of Jonathan, that you've extended to the organization through your connection with Rabbi Kahn. And I pray that, you know, your prayer and share will be done tonight. I mean, if the listeners can only appreciate what this radio station does, not only on the airways, but what it's done in the community, the Christian community. This is a powerful station. It's, I've not seen anything like it. It's not just music. We get a chance to hear the gospel message. We get to hear speakers that are incredibly gifted, Holy Spirit-filled people, men and women of God. And all you have to do is turn on your radio. But it requires financial support. There's no long commercials on here. You know, it's like TV. You sit there and you watch the evening news. If you do, there's 15 minutes of news and 15 minutes of commercials. This station is such a gift to our community. What a gift from God to be able to have all this at the simple tuning your car when and listening, or at home or on your computer. You mentioned that I tuned in yesterday. Yes, I was in my ministry office, and I tuned in on my computer.
That's
and
excellent.
It's just powerful, and I pray that the people that are listening, those that have never given before or are reluctant to give, I would just say to you, pray first, but ask God to put on your heart to what you can contribute to WCNL. This station is so powerful and so important, especially to those people that are confined in their home, maybe in a wheelchair, they can't get out. They may be by themselves. They may not have other visitors. But to be able to be graced by the Word of God and music all together without leaving, this is powerful. This is mission work, going to people that aren't able to go to church on Sunday. Maybe the only thing they can do, they may not have a computer, but they have a radio. So I just pray that people would search their hearts and say, what can I do to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and help WCNL that stretches an incredible distance down to Fort Lauderdale, up to Melbourne, out west Okeechobee. And I may have the geography wrong, but it's got a tremendous reach. And I just thank all of you for what you're doing. My wife and I are always glad to support this station. I don't just talk it, I give it. And I pray that others will just pray and say, what can I do? Why haven't I done it? What can I do going forward to help this ministry going forward? In Jesus' name.
Chris, thank you so very much. And you and your wife do support the ministry in a significant way every time we have a fundraiser, and we so appreciate that. And one of the things that God has put on my heart to make mention of, that many of our people who are giving and they give to the ministry, I have just sensed that it's important to encourage you, our family, to remember this ministry in your trust, in your wills, and be a blessing in that way as well. And Chris, I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I think I may have. But for this prayer and share, we really had a great boost in getting started. We have a one donation that came in from Stifel, from Melville Wealth Management. Actually, it came from David, and that's all we give, just the first name in Fort Pierce. But it was a check in the amount of $10,000. And so that came as a qualified charitable distribution donation. And what a blessing That is to be able to bring in, on yesterday being our very first day, here we are in day number two, and we're getting close to $60,000 of income so far. But it wasn't just that $10,000 from the qualified charitable donation. We also had Ruth P. Moore, her trust. She's now with the Lord, but she remembered WCNO. And this letter I have in my hand from the attorneys, from the trustee of the estate, notified us that $30,000 is on the way to WCNO coming in at this time as a part of our prayer and share. And so right here is, this is $40,000 that came from people who made a major investment into the ministry. And Chris, I believe we have a lot of listeners that that are able to think about being a part of this ministry, even in the years to come, maybe even after you're in heaven, that would continue to bring forth fruit.
That's, you know, my prior career was a CPA.
Yes.
And so, you know, that there's all different types of trust documents that can be set up, charitable remainder trust and different things. I won't get into the complexity of those. But for people to say, well, I don't have a trust, but you know I'm retired, and I have an IRA, and I don't need all of it, they can direct their broker, whoever manages their IRA, the trustee of their IRA, and say, look, I have to take $50,000 out this year. I don't need all of it. I want to direct $10,000 or $15,000 directly to WCNO. And so what happens is they don't get taxed on it. The money goes directly to the charity, which is WCNO, and they're not taxed. I mean, you literally can give everything that you're required to distribute each year to charity and not pay tax on it. You don't get a deduction for it, but you don't pick it up as income. And that's a powerful opportunity. And now's the time to do it. I mean, the money can be taken out now and directed directly as a charitable donation. And I think for many people, that's an easy thing to do. And I'm praying that there's all kinds of methods. People may sell a vacation home that they don't use anymore, and they've gotten a nice windfall. Well, take a chunk of it and donate it. I mean, there are so many things that you can do where God has blessed you in ways that none of us are aware of, but you are. And speak to God first and see what God has for you to do to help this ministry be spread. But I'm glad to hear that, because these are some things that we talked about last year.
Jonathan. Yes, yes, yes. And you were very helpful in sharing some of that with me, and also in coming on air, because I believe that our listeners want to see the kingdom grow in advance. We collectively have this sense of understanding that maybe God is giving us another extension of a window of opportunity. And so certainly a ministry or ministries that are lifting up Jesus Christ and that have the voice that God has given us are great areas to plant seed. You know, when you think that we're into 12 counties, Chris, that's a little better than 30% of the population in the state of Florida. If they all decided they were going to listen to 89.9, they could listen to us. And that is amazing to think that right here out of Palm City, and you're up in your office, I suppose, and we're sitting here talking today, that God has given us the means by which we can share the love of God and the gospel to a third of our state. And our state is growing. That will just increase. But this truly is a wonderful opportunity. God brought me in here. My background certainly was not training in radio, but I have had a little bit of on-the-job training in the last 7 years. It will be 7 years. And Chris, it's been a blessing. And just meeting up with you, meeting up with a lot of the brothers, meeting up with literally dozens of pastors, probably into the hundreds of pastors I've had opportunity to meet with and share with. And it's just a tremendous blessing, and God is on the move in the Treasure Coast.
He is on the move. And I would ask our listeners that are on right now to encourage people they know to tune in to this radio station. The reason I say that is I just spent 72 hours doing a men's weekend down in Delray Beach. And one of the key things we said is your life in Christ centers around where you focus your attention. So when you're in the car, is your attention on country and western? Is it on hard rock? Or is it on a station that offers you the gospel and praise and worship music? Because what you surround yourself with kind of says who you are. And so if we could ask our listeners to encourage more people to give this station an opportunity to be one of their favorites in their car so they can hear and witness what's coming through the airwaves on this station, I think that would be tremendous. And I would encourage people to spread the news of this station to other friends that maybe say, I don't know what to listen to. Put that as a favorite in your car.
Amen.
And I think that is another way of getting the word out. You know, how do you spread the message? Well, you can go and knock on your person's door and say, I like to read some scripture. Or you can tell your friend, say, hey, what do you listen to in the car? And if you know they go to church, and say, well, I listen to this. Well, have you ever listened to 89.9?
There you go.
Put it in it as a favor. Just give it a chance. Listen to what's coming through the airwaves. Because I know that the atmosphere that I want to hear is the atmosphere of Almighty God. I know that the atmosphere in my ear has got to be the Holy Spirit. And I know when I have WCNO on, I know the atmosphere that I'm in, and it makes me feel special.
Amen. Well, Chris, we're almost out of time. Actually, I'm going to get to meet with a doctor and going to have a little consultation in regards to my son Andrew today, and we're going to slip out and looking for some solutions with that hiatal hernia. So praise God, that looks like we're making progress. But to all of our family, we want to remind you again, the National Day of Prayer is coming May the 1st. And right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida at the Mid-Florida Event Center, there is going to be a regional family gathering for prayer at 6 p.m. And then at 7 p.m., Jonathan Kahn is going to be with us in person again, ministering an up-to-date message that the Lord has put on his heart. And so you can go to WCNO.com. You can look for the link on the homepage. And you can find tickets there for a donation of $20 to secure tickets for this event. So I would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity. And you can go right to our website right here at WCNO, and you can get a link that'll take you where you need to go. Chris, would you lead us in whatever your closing thought is and a closing moment of prayer?
Well, just another closing thought. They also can go on Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
There you go.
Website, TCCA.com, and also able to get tickets from there as well. But Father God, I just lift this time for all the people that are tuned in to just connect themselves with Jesus, to make him first in their life, to let him out of the box. Don't just go to church on Sunday and then go through the rest of the week without him. Father, we just pray that the presence of the Holy Spirit will permeate the lives of all those that are listening. We pray for our brother Jonathan and Rachel, his wife, and Andrew, his son. Lord, that you will provide the necessary medication, whatever, for his hiatal hernia. Lord, we know that it will be healed because we claim it by the blood of Jesus, by the stripes on his back, that Andrew will be healed from this infirmity of his hiatal hernia. And Lord, we just pray also that you will pour your grace on this ministry of WCNO, that they will not only meet their goal, but they will exceed their goal in a timely fashion. We claim it, we declare it, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Chris, I can't wait to see you. Great to hear the good reports of your event that you were just at. And of course, we're looking forward to the National Day of Prayer coming up on May the 1st. Blessings to you, and give your wife a hello from our family down here in the South. We love you guys. Blessings.
Love you too. God bless.
Thank you. All right, goodbye. And that, of course, is Chris Fogle, and he is the executive director with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and he also is a very dear friend of this ministry. We thank God for his support and participation in the work of God right here. Amen. Well, we have a Door Dasher that just came in. Mario. Mario with $40 cash. God bless you, Mario. Thank you very, very, very much. He just came through the door with a donation. We thank you, Mario, for that. That is a great blessing. Thank you. George, let's see if I'm saying this right. I think it's George from Jensen Beach, making a $500 one-time donation. Thank you very much. Let's see, we have from Penelope a donation of $50, one-time donation coming in memory. This is given in memory of Larry Collins, a $50 donation coming in from Penelope in, this is in Palm Beach Gardens. So we thank you very much for that donation, and we lift up the family of Larry Collins and just pray for God's blessing and strength to that family, and we lift up that name with this donation coming in today. Holly is making a donation by check, $250. Thank you so much, Holly. And then we have Heather making a donation by check from Port St. Lucie, $100. Thank you very, very much for all of those donations. We are going to see if we can find some music, and we'll be back in just a couple moments. At the top of the hour, of course, we'll be going to some programming. We have Chuck Swindoll, and he'll be coming up at 12 o'clock. And so we welcome you to stay connected right here. The phone lines are going to be open. So keep listening, 772-221-1100. We still have matching funds. We have about $1,000 still to go, so give us a call.
My eyes are dry. My faith is old. My heart is hard. My prayers are cold. And I know how I ought to be alive to you and dead to me. What can be done for an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love. Please wash me anew in the wine of your blood. My eyes are dry. My faith is old. My heart is hard. My prayers are cold. And I know how I ought to be alive to you and dead to me. What can be done for an old heart like mine?
formed above the circle of the earth, spreading out the heavens like a veil. You hold the universe so firmly in your hand, reaching out in love to all the world. Commands the sun to rise and then to fall. All creation heeds the great I am. Try to hide.
I need your rescue. My sin is heavy, the chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. Well, I was broke.
Amen. Amen. Have you come out of that grave? Jesus is the only one that can bring you out of that grave. I've just been given the task of assembling all of these recent donations. We had three online donations and a couple of other ones, some people that had walked in to the studio, so I need to get those added in, and I will come back in just a minute to read off those donations, and I will do that just before Chuck Swindoll comes on the air. So those phone lines are open, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to let you give you an update.
Of peace, Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again.
I
right. Amen. We're back. I've got, let's see. I'm just going to read off these donations because there's a program coming up in just a couple of minutes. So we had an online donation from Barbara for $100. We had two angel donations online, and each of those were $100. And then we've got David made an online donation of $20. And David and Cynthia from Palm City came in and made a one-time pledge of $50 in memory of their friend Barry, who passed away last week. And we just want to pray that God will give them peace and give their family peace with the loss of Barry. It was a great loss for the family. So we just want to thank you, David and Cynthia, for that donation on behalf of Barry. And then David and Cynthia as well are getting ready for their 54th anniversary in May. So they're giving another donation of $54. So I've added those all into the total. I don't know. I think that maybe have I met the matching funds. I didn't do all the calculating. I have to do that separately. But we did add it into the total. And so the amount raised so far, $56,745.50. So that's where we stand right now with the total that